Welcome to the podcast of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta, where we are committed to changing lives with faith, hope, and love. We're so glad you are here.
A second scripture lesson from the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 48. Again, I invite you to listen for the word of the Lord. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Yet for all their joy, they were still disbelieving and wondering. And he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Several years ago, there was a trend to wear bracelets with the letters WWJD on them. The bracelets were meant to remind the wearer to ask him or herself, "What would Jesus do?" I remember wearing one as a teenager, and so while driving, I'd occasionally glance at this bracelet and would check my speedometer, asking myself, "Would Jesus be speeding right now?" Or joking with friends, maybe making fun of someone we knew, I'd glance at the bracelet and would ask myself, "Would Jesus be laughing right now?" That was the intended purpose of the bracelet, yet given the supernatural abilities of Jesus, Dr. David Bartlett, a well-known Bible scholar, once asked the question, "What would Jesus do?" and said, "Well, Jesus would give the blind man his sight. Jesus would make the leper clean. Jesus would multiply the bread and the fish to feed thousands. Jesus would face death without fear. Jesus would die and on the third day would rise again." In other words, it's not always good to ask ourselves, "What would Jesus do?" because there are things that Jesus can do that we cannot. Jesus, the Son of God, did supernatural things. And yet, Jesus, the risen Christ, also did perfectly human things. The Bible tells us that Jesus wept, just as we do. The Bible tells us that Jesus laughed, just as we do. When Jesus stormed the temple and toppled the tables of the money changers, it was because Jesus got angry, just as we do. Today we just read in our second scripture lesson how Jesus, the risen Christ, who had just done the most supernatural thing of all by rising from the dead, follows up this awe-inspiring supernatural miracle by doing something very human, by asking his disciples, "Have you anything here to eat?" Rising from the dead is supernatural. Being hungry is not. Jesus got hungry. We get hungry. Being hungry and asking friends for something to eat is an act that everyone here is capable of. So while I don't doubt the power of God who might enable one of us to walk on water or speak in another language, I ask you to consider with me today Jesus, this divine miracle worker, the one who conquers death and is risen to rule the world, and what we have to learn from him as he asks his disciples, "Have you anything here to eat?" doesn't mean that the Jesus who wept, the Jesus who laughed, the Jesus who got angry also got hungry. And what does it mean that when he got hungry, he made this request of his disciples, "Have you anything here to eat?" When likely he could have waved his hand and produced a delicious gourmet five-course meal, or touched his belly and freed himself from such mortal struggles as being hungry. Have you ever wished you wouldn't get hungry? I wish I could resist tortilla chips at Mexican restaurants. Why can't I stop eating them? What would Jesus do? The bracelet asks. I say Jesus would never give in to the temptation of tortilla chips the way that I do. And yet Jesus, the risen Christ, asks his disciples, "Have you anything here to eat?" Why? I believe it is because they were afraid. And Jesus knows that there are a million tiny things that reduce fear. Jesus knows that there are hundreds of tiny gestures that make us feel safe. One of them is sharing a meal, but another one is as simple as a handshake. Have you ever thought much about the power of a handshake? Imagine with me that you've just signed a business contract with a new partner. And when you go to shake her hand, she keeps her hands in her pockets. How are you going to feel? Or how would you feel if the surgeon, the woman who's about to operate on you, was picking her nose just before she walked into the surgery? I once heard of a property owner who would only rent to people who had clean cars, because he believed that how clean a person's car is reflects how clean they would keep his property. What I'm trying to say is that a handshake is always more than a handshake, just as a meal is always more than food. Jesus knows that. Have you ever experienced it? I have. Just last week, I was on my way to a Presbyterian pastors' conference in Moab, Utah. It was for Presbyterian ministers at larger Presbyterian churches. Only 15 of us were invited from across the country, so I was honored to be invited, and I was proud to be a pastor at a larger Presbyterian church. A wealthy donor put us all up in a beautiful lodge next to a river. The only catch was that I had to get there. And in order to get there, I had to fly in a plane that didn't have a TV. I sat down and there was no built-in TV for me to watch. In fact, there was a sticker where the TV might have been that said, "In this seat, we're pleased to offer you free personal device entertainment." Translation, you don't get a TV to watch movies on. You can look at your phone or your laptop. And so I put in my earbuds and I got out my laptop computer. Later, the flight attendants came around with snacks. Because this plane didn't have TVs and because they also charged me $40 to check my luggage, I thought that they were also going to charge me for snacks. Yet lo and behold, the flight attendant came to our row with off-brand Chex Mix and a full can of ginger ale. Closing my computer and taking out my earbuds to focus on eating my snack, the woman next to me, who noticed that I had been working on this very sermon, asked me if I was Roman Catholic or Presbyterian. "Presbyterian," I responded. "But how did you guess that?" I asked. Well, she had seen the sermon I had been working on, and she noticed the bulletin draft that I had opened. Knowing that her non-denominational church doesn't use the liturgy that we use, she put it together that I must be either Roman Catholic or Presbyterian. Then I introduced myself. I told her my name. She told me hers, and she told me that she lives near Peachtree City. I told her that I live here in Marietta. Next thing I know, she's telling me about her son who lives right by the Battery, her other son who is doing his residency in Albuquerque, and her younger son, also named Joe, who died of suicide 2 years prior. I told her I was sorry. She thanked me for listening. Would any of this have happened if no off-brand Chex Mix had been provided? I doubt it, because a handshake is never just a handshake. A meal is not just food. Knowing that, this morning I draw your attention to a most human request that the resurrected Jesus makes of his disciples. Have you anything here to eat? My friends, we read in Scripture that he has just done the most supernatural thing that he could possibly do. Rising from the dead is so amazing, so awe-inspiring, so supernatural that the disciples can't even believe that he is real. Did you notice that? They were all disbelieving and wondering. So he invited them to touch his hands and his feet, yet that wasn't enough. As Dr. Bartlett said, what would Jesus do? Jesus would give the blind their sight. He would heal the leper. He would multiply the loaves and fishes. There are all kinds of supernatural things that Jesus does which keeps him outside our grasp, which keeps us from understanding who he is. So this morning, think with me about the most human thing that he does, this most basic thing that he does, which is also something that from time to time defies our grasp, because we get busy doing all kinds of other things besides sitting down to eat dinner together. What keeps us from sitting down and eating a meal together? Well, maybe we have kids and one kid has baseball practice 3 nights a week. The other has dance lessons. Plus, they both have after school tutoring to get ahead. The parents work, dogs must be walked, the grass must be cut, all kinds of important meetings and enriching activities have families moving in so many different directions that getting around the dinner table for a shared meal can seem impossible. So when I hear Jesus say, "Have you anything here to eat?" While I don't hear anything supernatural in the request, and while I don't hear anything impossible, I do hear him teaching us something important and life-changing. I hear Jesus, the perfect, the miracle-working, the sinless, the Son of God, revealing to us once again the incredible gift that we look right over, for he is there. And the breaking of the bread. We say those words so often at the communion table, and yet the kitchen table is an ordinary miracle with healing powers all its own. In my first or second year of ministry, I was invited over for lunch by a mother in the congregation. The invitation came about 3 weeks after I had been asked by the local newspaper what the Bible really says about homosexuality. In 250 words, I wrote my response. I wrote that while there are passages in the Bible that speak to the issue, Jesus never mentions it. And if Jesus never mentions it, then why do we spend so much time talking about it? That's all I wrote, but the statement was enough for one member of the congregation to photocopy the article I had written and to place it in every seat of the sanctuary where we had church. Meanwhile, another member of the church held a petition for people to sign if they would like for me to be fired. It wasn't the best day of my life. And it was followed by multiple lunches where I was lectured, multiple cups of coffee where I was interrogated. I would go to visit church members in the hospital, and after I prayed for them, they'd tell me how they really felt about what I wrote. 3 weeks after I wrote the article, this mother invited me to her home for lunch, and I remember calling my wife Sarah from the driveway. "I hope this is the last one because I'm tired of this." When I walked in, She was visibly nervous. She had prepared too much food for any two people to eat. I remember there being a bowl of chicken salad and another bowl of tuna salad. We ate in awkward silence for about 30 minutes before she finally asked, "Can you really tell me that my son isn't going to hell?" "Have you anything to eat?" That's the question that Jesus asks. And it's a question that we all ask because we are all hungry. Yet this question of his is not only a question about food, because a handshake is not just a handshake. A meal is not just a meal. It is always an invitation for us to see Jesus as he is, right here, risen and with us. So my friends, you, I, we must sit down and eat with people. I'm charging you today to eat with your family, to invite your neighbors over. Why? Because we don't see Jesus clearly. We don't even see each other clearly. Yet when we sit down to break bread together, we remember that we are brothers and sisters in Christ, and we remember that he is with us and he will be with us until the end of time. Hallelujah. Amen.
This podcast is a ministry of First Presbyterian Church of Marietta. Come join us Sundays at 189 Church Street, Marietta, Georgia, or visit us online at fpcmarietta.org.